In for the vacationing Jackie Reed, it's American Urban Network's White House correspondent April Ryan sitting in, and she goes inside her story. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Tom. Well, historically, black colleges and universities are not only near and dear to our hearts, but also for Tennessee State President Dr. Glenda Glover. Now, as she takes on another role as international president for AKA in July, her goal is to make sure our beloved HBCUs are taken care of for many years to come. Today, I'm going inside her story with international president-elect for Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Dr. Glenda Baskin Glover. Dr. Glover, this upcoming designation makes you the first woman to be president of a Greek letter organization while you are simultaneously a president of an HBCU, correct?
Correct. Good morning.
Talk to us about that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be on my favorite show.
Yeah.
One, because Mr. Joyner, Tom Joyner, is such an advocate of HBCUs, and two, because Tennessee State has a STEM partnership with the Tom Joyner Foundation for Memphis and Nashville School District. So I'm extremely honored to share my story, because this show is a part of my story and the work that it does with HBCUs and with sororities and fraternities. And this show has elevated the name of HBCU. So,
thank you. Thank you, Dr. Glenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this is such an exciting time for me, because these are exciting times for my university and my sorority, and both have played an integral part of my life. But it's not necessarily about the greatness. It's about hard work and vision. It's about preparation. It's about training and grinding and relentlessness in your pursuit of your profession. And so this continues to be a full circle moment for me. I started at Tennessee State University. I received my undergraduate education at TSU. I became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha at Tennessee State. And so then I was humbled when I was selected to be president of my alma mater 5 years ago. And now to be president of HBCU, where I got my start, and soon to become president of AKA, is a full circle moment. And I'm just truly being shown favor to lead both institutions that have played such a significant role on this journey. It just speaks to the favor of God.
So your initiative as the incoming, well, when you become president of AKA, you're gonna focus in on HBCUs and trying to get more students there and sustainability. I mean, you've had 28 years in management at HBCUs, and how does that all play out? Can you tell us about this initiative?
Well, yes. Yeah. So let me start by saying at AKA right now, we have an outstanding leader who is our current president of Alpha Kappa Alpha, Dr. Dorothy Buchanan Wilson. In fact, she has advanced this HBCU initiative, and I will certainly continue that. So as a college president of HBCU, you know, we owe her a debt of gratitude for working with all the HBCUs and with the Tom Joyner Foundation to keep our doors open and help bright young minds enroll in our institutions. So what I plan to do is, because I am a college president and have attended an HBCU, two HBCUs, both TSU and Clark Atlanta, it has given me a firsthand view of the struggles and the challenges they face. So this will allow me to not only to mobilize Alpha Kappa Alpha, but others in their space, other space holders, because we know the HBCUs have played a vital role in educating our country's leaders and promoting the success of these leaders. And so I want to add, we have a lot of HBCU power making national headlines lately, including one of our alums, James Shaw Jr., the Waffle House hero.
Nice.
We are so proud of this young man, because he epitomizes the type of student we produce at HBCUs, and specifically at TSU. And that's why I beam with pride every time he's recognized, because you're recognizing HBCUs at the same time.
And you've been working with him. What have you been doing with him since he's come to this notoriety for being this great hero?
Well, we have announced a scholarship in his name, and he's done quite a bit to come to campus. We've worked with him as he has traveled around the country receiving awards. I put the person who works with us, a PR, to assist him early on in developing the way, just assisting him in a lot of areas. And he gave the money to the families. He came to TSU and gave the families, used it as his platform to distribute the funds to the families. And so we've been working with him, and he's doing some things with us. And we're just so proud that we can do that he, we're just so happy that we can just bolster him in this manner, and he using him to help bolster HBCU name and what we're doing in the community.
So, Dr. Glover, since HBCUs are such a heart issue for you, we know you were at the White House last year with the other HBCU presidents. And we know this, but what I would like to ask you, we once had 122 HBCUs. We're down to 105. Are you working with this administration with your unique vantage point to try to help the plight of HBCUs? And do you believe that we are going to sustain?
Well, of course we're going to sustain, but your first question, no, I am not personally working with the White House. Initially, we were invited to the White House last February in an attempt to get this administration to support HBCUs. But at this moment, my energy is focused in another direction. But if indeed we can help the White House, because there's a need for them to have a better understanding of the mission of HBCUs and the contribution of HBCUs, and of course we're there, and how they can provide financial support and assistance, and that's what we would like to see from this administration. But no, my energy is focused in a completely different direction.
Come July, you will be installed as the international president of Alpha Kappa Alpha. What's the future for you with AKA?
Well, we're going to continue some HBCU initiatives. We're going to use this platform to make America more aware of the significant role that HBCUs have played and continue to play. We're going to elevate that conversation to the national level. We're going to strengthen that conversation that's going on now. And we're going to encourage students who attend HBCUs to market HBCUs, to work with corporate America to invest in HBCUs. I sit on corporate boards, and so it's our role, it's our duty when you get to the C-suite in corporate America to make sure they understand that HBCUs are willing and ready to assist and provide the students that they need to bring into their organizations, to their companies. So that's one of the big roles that we're going to play in Alpha Kappa Alpha. And then we're going to create an HBCU base for corporate America and for the employment entities for HBCUs. The advocacy role we'll play.
Before you
TSU
go,
President Dr. Glenda Glover, congratulations on your July installation as the international president of Alpha Kappa Alpha. And Tom,
yeah,
I'm giving it back to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And Tom, before I go, I want to give my big girl, my oldest daughter, Ryan, a happy birthday shout out. She is sweet 16 today.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday. Huggy next,
yes.
26 past the hour.
Thank you, Doctor.
Glenda?
Thank you.
I'll see you in Memphis.
That's right. Thank you.
As we
What's
always
going on in
do.
Memphis? I'm jealous.
I was going to ask for one ski wheat out of it, but I couldn't get in.
Seven Heritage Classes.
Yeah.
If you want any other degrees, you can come to Tennessee State. We're here ready for you.
All right.
Have a good one, ladies. Thank you, April.
All right,
thanks,
guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.